This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. President Donald Trump's administration says an effort to block immigration raids in Chicago is unprecedented and fundamentally flawed. U.S. attorneys today have filed a response to a lawsuit filed by pro-immigrant groups. The groups claim planned immigration enforcement in Chicago violates the First Amendment because it's meant as retaliation against the city for its sanctuary policies. In its response, the government says the group's true beef is that the federal government is now enforcing laws that they disagree with. The fate of ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and his co-defendant is now in the hands of the jury. The lead prosecutor is finishing up the government's final arguments in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial, and my colleague Dave McKinney has been following the entire trial. He reports prosecutor Amar Bacchu made one last pitch today to jurors to convict Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean in their racketeering conspiracy trial. And at one point, Bacchu approached Madigan, pointed at him, and accused him of lying as the former speaker sat stone-faced. Madigan had testified he was angered to learn political supporters he wanted ComEd to hire were not working despite receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars from the utility. But then Bacchu cited a secret FBI recording of Madigan and McLean where the ex-speaker laughs and says some of ComEd's hires, quote, made out like bandits. Bacchu said Madigan's laughter doesn't square with someone who is angry. Reading scores for Illinois fourth graders continue to decline in the wake of the pandemic. Those results come from a national test known as the Nation's Report Card. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports results show average reading scores for Illinois fourth graders have dropped since 2022, despite significant investment in pandemic recovery. These students were in kindergarten when the pandemic hit. Data show reading scores for fourth graders in Illinois and the nation began declining well before the pandemic. The picture was brighter for eighth graders. In Chicago, scores for older students topped pre-pandemic results in reading and exceeded the average of the nation's large cities. And a new report is outlining how people with sickle cell disease and other rare conditions could get help with treatment coverage through Medicaid in Illinois. My colleague Isabella Nieto reports an Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services Council studied ways to increase access to high-cost treatments, including cell and gene therapies. New treatments and drugs can be expensive for many patients who also face a lack of specialized providers and may have to travel for care. Data from Medicaid claims shows at least 6,000 Illinois Medicaid customers have sickle cell disease. HFS says that's likely about half of the state's total population with SCD. The agency is reviewing the report's recommendations for possible financial support options that could promote equity in accessing high-cost treatment. And the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry has received a $10 million grant from the Richard H. Driehaus Foundation. It will be used for renovations to the museum's south portico and original entrance. The museum says upgrades, including the addition of an elevator to the south portico, will increase accessibility for visitors. Renovations will begin in the spring, and the museum will remain open during construction. Weather sunny, breezy, and mild with a high in the mid to upper 40s today. Clear and chilly tonight, a low in the upper 20s, and then Thursday becoming cloudy and breezy. A slight chance of rain in the late afternoon. Tomorrow's high in the low 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.